Hannah Lowe, congratulations on winning the Costa Book of the Year Award.
Thank you very much. I'm utterly over the moon, delighted, surprised, amazed, wonderful.
Hasn't quite sunk in yet.
Not really, no, but there's such lovely news.
The Kids is a collection of sonnets inspired by your 10 years of teaching sometimes reluctant sick formers the joys of English literature, and sonnets were on that curriculum. Is that why you chose to write a collection of sonnets?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it emerged exactly like that, but I love form. And in my previous books, I've been experimenting with different forms as well. But there's several sonnets in my first collection. So I love the sonnet form. I love form because it pushes your imagination to new places that you wouldn't necessarily reach when you're trying to find a rhyme or a metrical line or whatever it is. But as the poems began to emerge, I began to realise that it was the perfect form for what I was writing about. Because, yeah, I did have to teach the sonnet and Shakespeare, you know, who's probably the best known sonneteer, over and over again for years. And sometimes, you know, the kids would be asking, but we know why iambic pentameter, you know, why does it matter? Why do these rhyme schemes matter? And then as I began to kind of carry on writing the poems, I began to see that the shape of the sonnet on the page, the little square, sort of resembled a classroom. And so many of the poems are about classroom encounters. I thought it sort of looked like a blackboard. It looks like the little page of a book, you know, which is my material. So it just seems the form is right. And once you've got, you know, I tried to write them all as a crown first, with the end line of each sonnet is the first line of the next one. And I got about 30 poems into that before realising it wasn't going to work. It was quite devastating. And then when I began to see that actually, okay, this can work as separate sonnets, by then I had 30 or 35. And at that point, I thought to myself, well, come on, you've got to plow on. It's like running a marathon. I've been shocked.
I remember trying to write sonnets in my English A-level classes and thinking they were so difficult. And in some ways, they just seemed like the elite poems of the poetry world. But you've done a huge amount to democratise them, to make them relevant to teenagers.
Yeah, well, I suppose I was thinking, you know, in some of the sonnets I was teaching, you know, kind of more canonical sonnets, I could see what the kids were thinking. Why do I care about someone who loves someone that doesn't love them back in 1830? So part of the energy of the book is about, you know, putting those kids with all their, you know, their wit, their humour, their language, their slang, their complexity, to put them down on paper. Yeah, I wanted them to be the subject of a form that is traditionally considered to be high art and elitist. You know, that was part of my thinking, you know, what I could do with the form as well. I hope I've, you know, to some degree achieved that.
Well, they're immensely accessible, not least because in parts they're very funny and they're also very poignant. And part of the humour is you are brave enough to laugh at yourself, which is another great lesson for us all to learn.
Yeah, no one's put it to me like that, but yeah, I think I am naturally self-deprecating in the kind of British tradition of a very dry, self-deprecating person. I definitely fit into that mould. But you know what I also think? I think you probably wouldn't be able to laugh at yourself. I wouldn't have been able to have laughed at myself in my early days of teaching, because then I thought I had to be the fountain of all knowledge and, oh God, please don't ask me a question that I'm not going to be able to find the answer to. And, you know, it's only as I've become more confident in my knowledge and in what I don't know, that I can say I don't know something, but I could find out, or that ask a student, you find out and tell me next week. That was where I was able to laugh at myself. And some of the things that happened in the class, I mean, there were so many things that didn't go into the book. I mean, it's constantly funny, my experience of teaching, because I was so often being caught out with not knowing. I didn't have an English degree. And I was teaching English literature. So that was one of the, you know, I had an American literature degree. But I didn't know the canon, so I was having to teach myself in order to teach them. And that it resulted in, you know, some quite amusing happenings.
And that sense that we are learning all the way through our lives underpins all the poems, but especially the ones where you're dealing with motherhood and also looking back at your own education, just realizing that you don't always have all the answers, but you can learn and it can be joyful learning.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think maybe because I relatively late in my life, I took on a new learning experience, and that was to learn about writing poetry. And so I've had that several experiences in my life of like really going at something with tenacity. I'm sure that like loads of people, you know, anyone that's supposed to learn an instrument, a musical instrument, and has gone quite far with that, or anyone that's been engaged in a sport and got better at that, or even just like, you know, you can't swim front crawl and then you practice and practice and practice and then you can. I've had lots of experiences like that in my life, and I didn't start writing poetry until I was 28, and then I did workshop after workshop and course after course, and I just loved learning again. I hated the idea that my life as a learner had ended, you know, which is one of the things I think maybe you come out of university or wherever you finish your education thinking, oh, that's it now, I'm full. But I'm still not full. So I was thinking the other day, oh, am I ever going to get any good at the guitar? I still take it down off the board. Strum away.
Well, on past evidence, I'll be waiting for your number one album next year, Hannah, I think.
It ain't gonna happen. No way. It's not gonna happen. I'm trying to get better at yoga now. That's my thing. That's the thing. I think I've got a bit of promise.
You join a handful of very illustrious poets who've won the Costa or its predecessor, the Whitbread Prize. How do you feel about your poems being taught to students alongside the likes of Ted Hughes and Seamus Heaney?
Oh my God. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, it's an amazing honour. And, you know, I hope my poems can bring something to the table. I think, you know, that, you know, God, I was thinking about Seamus Heaney's sonnet, Postscript, one of my very favourite poems, which is a beautiful sonnet. And the idea that any of my sonnets could sit alongside his sonnet is just amazing. And also, you know, Ted Hughes, very complicated writer, and people have lots of different views about him. But a book like Birthday Letters, which I think is such a wonderful collection of poetry that's really about trying to make sense of your life through poems, and in that case, it makes sense of a relationship and a reflecting back on a time. I suppose that's what I try to do in the kids as well. I'm not saying I should be compared to Ted Hughes, but I get the energy of the endeavours of some of those poems for sure. And I hope that I think I've been influenced by them as well.
Now, you're going to be coming down to the RNIB Talking Book Studios later this month to record a Talking Book version for us, aren't you?
I am, and I'm so excited about that. I mean, not least because I just really believe that poems are meant to be read aloud. So, you know, that's how I edit them. I edit them through speaking them. And poetry, it's so close to song. So it seemed to me like wonderful that it's going to be a kind of audible book and therefore reach a bigger audience of people that aren't able to read it on the page. I'm delighted, looking forward to it.
Well, I can't wait. So I hope that we can meet up, have a chat and a cup of coffee when you come down.
That'd be really nice. And we could talk about cold water swimming.
Indeed.
I'm also learning. I'm learning how to keep warm afterwards.
Another passion that we share. Well, in the meantime, I hope you enjoy the party. And thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to come and talk to us. And huge, huge congratulations, Hannah Lowe, on winning this year's Costa Book of the Year Award.
Thanks so much, Red. Sending you my best wishes and see you soon.